Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Will Secretary please call the roll?
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Mr. Bernie.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese. Not here. Ms. Schubkegel.
Here.
Mr. Smetana. Maybe he'll be here later on Zoom.
Better hurry.
We have four.
All right, so we have a quorum. First matter on the agenda this evening is the minutes of March 11th from our ZBA meeting then. We need to have a motion to approve these minutes.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion of these minutes? All right, do you want to call the roll, please?
Okay, calling the roll of those in attendance on March 11th. Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. Schubkegel?
Yes.
Mr. Smetana?
Okay. Next matter on the agenda is the findings of fact for the property at 7612 Vine. Again, this is from the meeting that was held on March 11th. These findings were circulated. Can we have a motion to approve them?
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Mr. Dombrowski. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second. All right. I confess I didn't read these until this afternoon, and it appears. It appears on page one and page three that says the vote was four to nothing, and I think the vote was actually 5-0. So I'd like to suggest that we amend the motion to approve these findings of fact to indicate that the vote in each instance was 5-0. And I think I need your consent, Jerry, to that.
Yes.
And you agree to, okay.
I think, were there six of us here? I want to say, I know it was unanimous, but it was either five or six. I think
there were five of us here.
All right.
So now we're going to consider these findings of fact as amended to indicate that the vote was 5-0. Is there any other discussion or suggested changes to these findings? All right, so we're moving to approve the findings of fact for 7612 Vine as amended. Want to call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Schubkegel.
Yes.
All right, those findings are approved. Then we have the findings of fact for the property at 1018 Park. And again, I didn't read these until later this afternoon, and I have problems the way these findings are drafted, because it speaks in each instance that the board finds that these particular standards have not been met, and I think the minutes reflect that many members of our board felt that these standards had been met. And there was a minority of us that felt that they had not been met. And so I don't know that it's fair to send these to the trustees indicating that the board finds that these various standards had not been met, when that's really isn't clear to me that that's really what happened at that meeting.
Chairman Martin, if you're comfortable with the way the rest of the findings read, we can change the final sentence of each of the eight findings of fact to indicate that certain members of the board find that the standards have been met, certain members of the board find the standards have not been met. I understand the confusion, because based on the number of members that voted, it's not technically a positive recommendation. That's probably the easiest way to do it, considering not every single member indicated how they felt specifically. And that would be the simplest amendment. So the last sentence of each finding of fact could say that some members of the board found that this standard has not been met, whereas others found that it has been.
I think that more accurately reflects what the discussion actually was at that meeting.
And I can provide that exact language to the secretary, Raddatz, afterward. But if we're comfortable with that specific
okay
language,
that
we can approve
yeah
them today.
Jerry, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we ought to have a motion to approve the findings of fact as amended by this discussion with our attorney.
And the minutes reflect the individual comments that were made, too. So if the board has any questions about how any specific member felt, it's reflected in the minutes, so it should be fine.
Okay.
All right, I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? You want to call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. Schubkegel?
Yes.
All right, so the next thing on the agenda this evening is to reconsider again amending the standards for review for plan developments concerning the goals and policies of the affordable housing plan. It's my understanding that Ms. Shiner is going to address us on this matter.
So can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, there was a petition before the ZBA at the last public hearing regarding proposed text amendments regarding the affordable planning, the affordable housing plan. There are members of the public on the call who wish to address the ZBA regarding this matter. And so Chairman Martin, before I address the ZBA, if you would like to decide how you want to proceed with the meeting tonight, I would appreciate it.
Well, it's based on the discussion of earlier today, you told me that this proposed text amendment was going to be withdrawn at this time and was going to be represented to us at a later date. So I think that it would be more beneficial if you went ahead and withdrew this, and if members of the public still wanted to address us, that was fine, but we're not going to consider it tonight. And when it's before us again for consideration, then of course we will be happy to hear anyone who wants to address us on this matter.
Right, so the conversation, so I think there's a resident or two who specifically wanted to address the village's decision to withdraw the petition. And so yeah, you're memorializing our conversation correctly, Chairman Martin. I had stated to you that based on my impression from the last public hearing that the ZBA did not prefer the language that was proposed. And I think there are a variety of different ways that we can approach this to accomplish the same objective. And it doesn't necessarily have to be with the language I proposed. And so based on the way the legal notice was drafted by me, it didn't quite leave the ZBA the flexibility to discuss potential alternative language. And so for those reasons, we would need to come back to another public hearing to have the ZBA consider alternative language that would accomplish what we are intending to accomplish here, which is to create a standard of review for the DRB when considering plan developments relative to the affordable housing plan that the village has adopted.
All right, so is the village going to withdraw this request at this time?
Yes.
Okay, so it's withdrawn. We don't have anything before us to consider dealing with this proposed amendment to the Plan Development Act ordinance. Now, given that fact, if there's still someone in the Zoom world that wants to address us this evening, that's fine. We'll be happy to hear from you. Otherwise, if you want to wait until there's another proposal before us from the village board, you can address us at that time.
So Chairman Martin, yeah, I can see people on the Zoom call.
To,
address it now.
Dan Lauber is raising his hand.
Okay, thank you. Dan. Thank you, Chairman Martin and members of the ZBA and staff. I'm speaking on this because, quite frankly, this acting village administrator, Lisa Shiner, got the amendment perfectly right. And it's a very distinct situation from what Chairman Martin was raising about other village ordinances. If you recall, the purpose of zoning is to implement the comprehensive plan. That's its whole purpose. And that's its relationship to the comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan, if I may share my screen, I'll show you the page. Is it showing the comprehensive plan on your screen?
There's something wrong with the system tonight, Dan. We're not seeing anything. So
okay.
You have to rely on your comments
okay.
Verbally. Okay. If you want to continue, please go ahead.
I can okay. see his screen.
Oh. Thank you. They could see it, but you guys can't at Village Hall. Okay, well, on page 26 of the plan, it says the village should prepare and adopt an affordable housing plan, and goes on to say, and appropriately consider affordable units as a component of future residential development. What Acting Administrator Shiner wrote basically accomplishes that goal. And this is a goal that was expressed by President Ducey and the majority of the village board when they adopted the plan back on June 8th last year. The whole point is this is what the plan calls for. And I think it is the obligation of the village and the ZBA to adopt the language that Lisa prepared, because this is exactly what it calls for. The plan does not call for considering other ordinances or the American with Disabilities Act or other laws in looking at developments. It calls specifically and only for looking at considering affordable units as a component of future residential development. And that's why this really should, the language that you were given is the language that really ought to be adopted. It accomplishes exactly what was aimed at, does not go beyond that. And I'm at a loss as to why there would be objections to doing what zoning is intended to do, which is implement the plan. The plan's really darn clear about this on page 26. And that's it. And for those members of the ZBA who don't know me, I am a professional planner since 1972. And a zoning and land use lawyer since 1985. And I am a past president of the American Planning Association and twice of the American Institute of Certified Planners, and have written extensively on zoning administration and zoning in general, as well as its relationship to the comprehensive plan. So I'm very familiar with this stuff, and I just don't understand the hesitancy to not adopt what Lisa submitted to you on behalf of the village. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else out there who we can't see right now who wishes to address us on any matter?
Yes, this is Margie Secunder, 531 River Oaks Drive. I wanted to speak before I realized that the village would in fact pull the proposed amendment. I support what Administrator Shiner proposed by adding and the affordable housing plan to the end of the sentence. The proposed use or combination of uses is consistent with the goals and policies of the comprehensive plan and the affordable housing plan. That is section 10-17-3/A. I don't understand the continuation on this. I saw in the minutes that there was discussion January 14th, and then in March it was postponed to April 8th, and now it's postponed further. I don't understand, since the village board did approve it, Administrator Shiner did draft it. It's simple and clean and contains everything that's needed. The state mandated this, 15 years ago, that River Forest comply with a minimum 10% affordable housing. I don't understand why we continue this and that we're going to add other statutes or whatever to the very simply stated amendment. I'm in support of affordable housing because it allows people to be attracted to River Forest. It allows seniors who downsize to stay in River Forest. My own mother was a widow living on an Army officer's retirement. She moved here, was able to afford it. You want to keep people from leaving town. You want to maintain them. It creates a richer fabric, social fabric, and diversity that my children enjoy, not because of their experience in River Forest, but the diversity they experience at OPRF High School that they carry with them into the world in the communities where they live now. And that's why a big reason why I support affordable housing. So I request that you move forward with Administrator Shiner's proposed amendment. Thank you.
All right, is there anyone else out there that wishes to address the board?
Hi, I'm Suzanne Herbert. And following up on what Marjorie Sikander and Dan Lauber just said, the board should recommend approval of the text amendment of section 10-19-3A of the zoning ordinance entitled Standards for Review to read in its entirety. The proposed use or combination of uses is consistent with the goals and policies of the comprehensive plan and the affordable housing plan. The amendment is necessary to enable the Development Review Board to implement the village's comprehensive plan, which I am in support of for the same reasons that Ms. Sikander stated. I myself have benefited from living in affordable housing in River Forest. And now our son and his wife and children are living in River Forest. And we would like to, we have six children. We would like them to be able to live here. Someday my husband and I may downsize and we don't want to leave River Forest. So I strongly support the amendment as originally drafted. Thank you.
One more, I'm Phyllis Rubin. I live at 411 Ashland Avenue in a condo. And I too support passing the amendment now instead of delaying again. And I support the affordable housing plan that, I also live in affordable housing. I'm grateful it's here. And I plan to stay, but I had an interesting experience on voting day talking with another resident when I was talking to her about the affordable housing plan, and she said, there's plenty of affordable housing around River Forest, not in River Forest. The affordable housing plan, we are obliged to provide affordable housing in River Forest to benefit others. And I totally support that. And I would like us to go to pass this amendment tonight. Thank you.
All right, is anyone else who wishes to address us? Okay, so I'll repeat what we said initially, and that is there is nothing for the zoning board to consider tonight. The village has withdrawn their request to amend the code. We have nothing to vote on tonight because the village has made that act, taken that action. I'm advised that it will be resubmitted to us at a later date. Notice will go out and everyone will have an opportunity to tell us how they feel on the proposal when it is made, but there's nothing pending before the board at this time for us to vote on. So
may I ask how we'll be notified? Because I just found out about this like 2 hours ago. Is there a way for us to find out when this will come before you again?
Be posted on the village's website.
So did I have to check the village website every day?
Well, our meetings are generally scheduled for the second Thursday of each month. If you want to check the website every day, that's fine. If you want to check the website closer to what our normal meeting date is, or check the village website, which has a list of all the scheduled meetings, you'll be able to determine when we're going to meet again, and the agenda is published for those meetings. I don't think you need to check it every day, but if you want to, that's fine. Okay, so at this point, we're going to close the public comment portion of the meeting. We need to schedule our next meeting. Our normal date is May 13th. Ms. Shiner and I had some discussions about accelerating that meeting to May 6th, if that's a good date for everyone.
Chairman Martin, if I can just explain to what will happen at the May 6th meeting, because I think it's important that we certainly find a meeting date for as many members as possible. So if you'll indulge me for a minute while everybody pulls up their calendars, I'd like to just talk about the purpose of that meeting real quickly.
Sure.
Thank you. So there are currently no zoning variation applications pending. However, in keeping with the implementation of the recommendations from the Affordable Housing Plan, the next item basically on the agenda to discuss is ADUs, so accessory dwelling units. The village has partnered with CMAP, the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, to provide us with some technical expertise and some information about zoning regulations relative to accessory dwelling units. So what we would like to start with is essentially an ADU 101 session with the zoning board and any members of the public who want to attend that meeting. It would not be a public hearing. It would be basically a workshop to talk about the various technical issues that are related to ADUs and have the ZBA provide staff and CMAP staff with direction about how to proceed so that we can begin preparing the text amendments that would be necessary to the zoning ordinance before that matter proceeds to public hearing. So step one is to have basically an informational session and roundtable discussion and workshop. Step two is to return with a marked up version of the zoning ordinance based on the direction from the zoning board before we proceed to public hearing on that matter.
Okay. So how does the six look for everybody?
Good for me.
Are you better on the 20th?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's fine.
20th is good for me.
Is that okay with you, David?
Good. Also.
Lisa, is the 20th okay with you?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay. So do we need to make a motion or anything?
No.
All right. So our next meeting will be on May 20th, mm-hmm. and at that time, we'll discuss the housing matter that Lisa explained, and if there's anything before us on the affordable housing plan, we'll consider that and any other variations that are tendered in a timely fashion.
What was the discussion about the workshop, Lisa?
Yeah, that. Auxiliary housing or something like that. It's
accessory dwelling units.
Coach houses above the garage, that kind of stuff. Whether or not we want to address any of that in our code. But the idea is that the first meeting is just going to be to talk about what it means and how it can be accomplished.
Sure.
We're not going to be asked. It's like a pre-filing conference for the DRB. Okay, so can I have a motion to dismiss?
Chairman Martin, Chairman, point of order, please, Chairman Martin. Did I hear you say that the next meeting of the ZBA will be May 20th?
Yes.
So is it your intent to wait until the new village board is seated? Is that why this continues from January to March to April to May 20th?
Well, why don't you ask the village board why they withdrew the matter that was on the agenda tonight? Because there's nothing for us to consider right now.
At your request, because in January 14th, you stated you were not supportive of the amendment. So is it your intent to wait until after?
I didn't say that on January 14th.
The minutes say
I said it on March 11th.
Is it coincidental that your next meeting is after the new board is seated rather than on May 6th?
No, we can't. We have problems on the 6th. We have problems on the 13th. The 20th is the date that the members who are here said they would all be present. The new board is welcome to attend. We often have board members here. And we got to remember that we're not debating whether or not the affordable housing plan should be adopted by the village. That's already been done.
Agreed. So,
Janine
will be coming up on the one-year anniversary of the board passing the affordable housing plan. Thank you.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.